Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
You know, obviously there are really crazy news days. Folks, this is a crazy news day that I think Tony and Joe can attest to. Right before we came on the air, like five or six stories hit at one time. I don't have any time to mess around. Hey, Blackout Coffee, today's show sponsored by Blackout. Don't give your money to these crap companies that hate your guts. Go with a coffee option that aligns with our values. Blackout Coffee. Go to blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino. Use coupon code Bongino for 20% off your first order. That's Blackout, by the way. Everybody keeps confusing about other companies. Listen, a lot just happened. Fannie Willis update. Yes, the crazy deranged prosecutor out of Georgia. This Ken Buck story gets even crazier. If you don't know any stories, I'm going to tell you. Don't worry. And then the TikTok bill just passed the House. And ladies and gentlemen, this whole field just changed. You having trouble sleeping or staying asleep? Is poor sleep negatively impacting your life? If you're sleeping poor, let me answer that question for you. Yes. Okay. How do I fix it? That thing right there, what is it? It's Beam's Dream Powder. It's my go-to for sleep. It's a game changer. Today, my listeners get a special discount on Beam's Dream Powder. They're science-backed hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Better sleep has never tasted better. Other sleep aids cause that next day grogginess. You know the feeling. Beam's Dream Powder. Here's their all-natural ingredient lineup. Reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, apigenin, and melatonin help you fall asleep. Stay asleep, that's important, and wake up refreshed. Just mix Beam Dream Powder in hot water or milk. Enjoy before bedtime. You want to try the Dream Powder from Beam? You should. Get up to 40% off. Get a good night's sleep. 40% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/Bongino and use code Bongino at checkout. This stuff works. I use it pretty much every night. shopbeam.com/Bongino. Use code Bongino for up to 40% off and get yourself a restful slumber. All right, Joseph, loaded show. Let's get right to it.
And the shit has hit the fan.
It officially hits the fan. So right before we came on the air, the TikTok bill, which there's a lot of deception going on about. Folks, I've been pretty clear. Tony, did I not tell you this morning? Me and Tony both agree. Anytime you tell me government, the answer is no. I'm sorry, Joe, right? Joe, is that not where we both stand on this? I don't care what the problem is. Like anytime you mention government to me, the answer is always no, but I don't want to hear it. However, TikTok's become a legitimate problem for people. I am a free speech guy. I'm not a hypocrite. I do not support government intervention. I think there's a market solution. However, it appears that this bill could very well pass soon, folks. And I want you to note, this is critically important because I got a lot of stuff to get to today. It passed the House overwhelmingly. There is a damn good chance now the Senate, which was kind of iffy on this thing, may move on this thing quicker than sooner rather than later. And then the third thing is Biden's already on the record saying he's going to sign this thing. So this thing is taking everyone. I'm a tech investor, folks. I think you know that. It's all public record. I'm invested in public companies. They disclose that stuff. I never hid that. I would never want to hide it. I'm proud of it. I'm telling you, no one in the tech space saw this coming this fast. No, if they tell you that, they're lying. Folks, this is a big deal. You know, I'm an investor in Rumble. The CEO put out a serious as a heart attack offer yesterday to get involved with a team to purchase TikTok. And he's not kidding. So we'll see what happens. This is, we have the hearing yesterday. It was a total mess. Also, you have Fannie Willis. This just happened too. Judge McAfee came back with a ruling on at least the charges. He dismissed in Georgia the election interference case with air quotes. He dismissed 6 of the 13 charges against Trump. I think he's trying to kind of thread the needle, folks. There's 13 charges. He only dismissed 6 of them. Should have dismissed the whole thing. And even worse, before everybody gets excited about this, the Georgia case and Fannie Willis, there's still no ruling if she's on the case or not. And second, those even the charges they dismissed, which were less than half, they can bring them again. So don't get too crazy about that. All right, we packed a lot. That's not even 5 minutes into the show. That's like a whole show right there in and of itself. The hearing yesterday was a total mess. I've got the worst sound bites from it for the left because it was, if you're telling me Joe Biden had a good day yesterday, you were a delirious lunatic. You're probably the same people who told us the State of the Union address went well for Biden. That's a good one. We now got the data to back it up. Do we not, Tony? Yes, we do. We'll be getting to that soon too. First, this is a bigger story. This is a huge story. Because folks, Joe, I need you to flag this one, please. Jim, flag this one in advance. 11:05, 38 seconds on, what is it, March 13th? I know I'm right. Congressman Ken Buck, who is a awful Republican and really has been a terrible representative, the guy turned from a Tea Party guy into a total disappointment. I mean, I'm not sure if this guy is just straight up dumb or what. So Congressman Ken Buck, who was going to leave Congress, decided to give a double-barreled middle finger to the entire country because him leaving is going to affect the buffer majority we had substantially. We're going to be down sooner or later to two, maybe a one-seat majority in the House, depending on what happens up in New York. This is a total mess right now. Ken Buck has decided now he's going to leave now, like at the end of, what is it, next week? He's out. He's gone. He's basically saying, see ya, I'm gone. I'm going to leave the 4th congressional district in Colorado open. Now, here's a statement. Thank you, Tony. Congressman Ken Buck. Statement, I'm a moron screwing over the... It should say that, but it doesn't say that exactly. At the end of next week, he's scheduled to leave. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a huge story. I think there's something bigger going on here. Why do I think that? Thank you. I was waiting for you to say that. Because as Tony sent over this morning, we were putting together the show. Look at this Newsweek article. You think it's a conspiracy theory? I'm only quoting Ken Buck himself, who apparently hates Republicans so much, he left Congress early to screw you over right before an election in November. They elected this jerkwad to do a job. Ken Buck teases more Republican resignations are coming. When asked by Axios if he was under pressure from colleagues over his decision to resign, Buck replied, listen to this. I think it's the next three people that leave that they're going to be worried about. Ladies and gentlemen, if three people leave and New York doesn't work out, who's going to be the speaker? Anybody? Anyone know? Yeah. His name is Hakeem Jeffries. Dan, he's a Democrat. Yeah. That's how that works. No, I'm serious. Now, wouldn't that be interesting if right before a presidential election, where a group of never-Trump Republicans who hate Donald Trump strategically leave their seats in Congress to make sure Speaker Hakeem Jeffries, a radical far-left Democrat, gets one of these? What is this for those listening on audio? Joe, what am I holding up here? Yes, a gavel.
It's a gravel, yeah.
Gravel. Your head will be gravel after he gets the gavel. He gets the gavel. Wouldn't that be fascinating? All of the investigations right before the election that are being run by House Judiciary and elsewhere. Remember, the chair of those committees would change as the Democrats took back the majority. Oh, that's a conspiracy theory. I'm just listening to what Ken Buck's saying, folks. Did he not say it? It's in Newsweek. So apparently he knows what either Ken Buck's a liar or Ken Buck is telling you the truth, and there are three more Republican goons getting ready to leave, which could throw the House into complete turmoil, and you could have Speaker Jeffries throwing out all these elections, throwing out all these cases against the Bidens right before the November election as the chair of each committee changes. Oh, that's right. You're not hearing that elsewhere. Are people missing this? But what's the bigger story? The chatsters, anyone in the chat know? What's the bigger story here? Folks, the election certification process. Remember January 6th, Nancy Pelosi, the National Guard? Oh, yeah. So Hakeem Jeffries on this year's January 6th certification process, whatever date happens this year, the certification process could be run by Hakeem Jeffries. Ken Buck is screwing you over like you have no idea. And the thing everyone should be asking right now is, does somebody have something on these guys? don't know about Ken Buck, but these other people he says are thinking about leaving. Is there some kind of like honeypot operation going on or something? Because this is awfully weird that they can't have Trump in office and all of a sudden the House is a hair's length away from flipping a Hakeem Jeffries, who will destroy every investigation into Biden crime family, and on the certification day would be controlling the House again, just like Pelosi did on January 6th. Nobody thinks this is a little weird? Let me throw another curveball at you. Lauren Boebert, who's been pretty good to the conservative movement, I've had her on my show. I like Lauren Boebert. Lauren Boebert is moving districts to run in where? Follow me here. The fourth. But Dan, that's the district Ken Buck is now leaving his seat in. Yes. So what does that have to do with Lauren Boebert? The establishment doesn't like Lauren Boebert. Matter of fact, they hate Lauren Boebert. Lauren Boebert's been a pretty good ally to President Trump. So conveniently, the election, which has to be held, folks in the chat, if I'm losing you, Joe, if I'm losing you, stop me. The primary for the new fourth congressional district, right? The primary that Lauren Boebert is in, because she's moving districts now, is likely going to be right around the same time, maybe the same day, as the election, special election to replace Ken Buck. But Dan, that means Lauren Boebert can't run in both. She can't be the general election, special election candidate to replace Buck and then be the primary candidate for the November election for Congress in the fourth, because she'd have to leave her seat to run in a special. Yes. Dan, that sounds like they're trying to ice Lauren Boebert out of the seat. Yes.
Now I get it. Leading up to that, I was a little confused as to where you were going.
Folks, what do I tell you about politicians? Chatsters, help everyone out here, please. What do I tell you about politicians? They hate you. Do you understand they hate you now? I don't say this to drive division. I say it because if you think these people even a little bit like you, you're crazy. They don't like you at all. Matter of fact, they don't even unlike you. They hate your guts. Ken Buck and a bunch of swampy Republicans have a threefold strategy here. Get Speaker Hakeem Jeffries in there, throw out the Biden stuff, be in charge on certification day, and ice Lauren Boebert out of the seat. No one put that together yesterday. I didn't see it anywhere. What do you think? Ken Buck just resigned by accident? This is a huge story. Huge. Because it's not about Ken Buck. It's about Trump. You watch. Joe flagged it. Watch as this comes out over the next few days.
Got it, boys.
Couple other things I wanted to get to. I'm not ever going to waste your time here. If you want bullshit from the media, go listen to the left-wing media. Everything they tell you is B-freaking-S. Remember after the State of the Union? Fiery speech. Joe, remember we put the fiery. Oh, FDR. JFK is back. Look at Biden. Everybody's crapping their drawers now. They don't want to run against Biden. The only one crapping his diaper was Biden. I said to you folks, that speech sucked. It was awful. He's only going to be remembered for mispronouncing Lake and Riley's name. I always bring the receipts, Daddy-O. And in this case, I am patting myself on the back, even though I know it sucks. Playbook this morning. Politico. Left-wing site. Left-wing. Left-wing site. What Team Biden doesn't want to talk about. The president hasn't seen any post-State of the Union bump in his polls. In fact, they note that yesterday's updated approval rating average is at a new all-time low.
That's weird.
Because karate, man, I told you.
Yeah.
This speech sucked. You ain't wasting your time here, bro. You want to hear bullshit? Go watch the mainstream media. You want to be 2 weeks ahead of the election cycle? Come here. That wasn't even some like super genius move. You watched the same thing I did. That thing sucked. Folks, it gets even worse for Biden. Here's Playbook. This is a left-wing hack site, Playbook. I read it in the morning because I want to see what the left-wing goons' media narrative du jour is. This is hilarious. Here they are. The Bidens are screwed. Yesterday's hearing was a disaster. The crime family was exposed. The State of the Union was a mess. Approval of Biden's at an all-time low. But listen to how the dipshits at Playbook have to frame this like the Republicans are in the corner now. We're not in any corner at all. If we weren't in it, if the Republicans were in a corner, they wouldn't feel the need to pressure Ken Buck out. They're terrified right now. They know behind the scenes, Republicans of all persuasions are increasingly admitting they pulled the trigger on impeachment too soon. Nobody's admitting that at all. This has been a disaster for Biden. His approval ratings are in the can. Notice how they frame it, though. It doesn't help their case that the informant behind the most popular and scandalous accusations was found to have lied to the FBI about those allegations. There's been no such finding. There's been no, these are accusations by the FBI that's lied about everything. There's been no, Joe, that case has not even gone to trial yet. There's been no such finding. These are simply accusations. And they are not the most scandalous accusations. Nobody even knew about this stuff until a few months ago. Here's another hilarious thing. They've accused the president of profiting off the Oval Office, but have yet to find any proof that he benefited from his family's business dealings. Yeah, they're correct. Outside of the texts, the emails, the photos, the personal business meetings, the suspicious activity reports, the canceled checks, the CCP business operations, the Bohai stuff, the Ukraine stuff, the Burisma stuff, the Privat Bank stuff, the money laundering accusations, the Latvia stuff. You're correct. Outside of that, there's no proof. Yeah, again, I'm just making a point after the last one that if you want real news, come here. You want bullshit, go here. All of this is framing. They know it doesn't help their case that the informant was found to have lied to the FBI, which is total crap. He hasn't been found to do anything. He's got a trial. Don't listen to these people. Again, you want real news, folks? Another conspiracy theory comes true. I'm going to get to the hearing. Have no fear. I want to get to this stuff first, though. This is a serious topic, too. You can take this and cut this off your conspiracy theory list. Remember, we were called conspiracy theorists for saying, hey, listen, man, the idea that forcing serious chemicals and castration on young kids with transgender surgeries before they're even 18, 16, or as young children, that sounds like you could really hurt these kids. We were told we were transophobes, istophobic, phobophobes, conspiracy theorists. Oh, look at this. Now a new study comes out. Finds that the attempted suicide rate amongst transgender women who received a vaginoplasty in California was twice as high after the surgery compared with the period before. Really? You can see the study right here. I thought we were told that was all some kind of conspiracy theory. Folks, the culture war is turning. I'm going to go to a break in a second. Before that, the UK, and I'm telling you, other countries are going to follow around the world, are starting to catch on that cutting a young child's nuts off is probably not a good idea. Listen to this news report out of the United Kingdom. When the news, you don't know what to do. Breaking news out of there. Check this out.
Let's just bring you a bit of breaking news, which may be of interest to some of you. It's about puberty blockers. Now, these are drugs that are used to delay the changes of puberty in transgender youngsters.
So next we got a rape,
in terms of how they are prescribed by the NHS, there has been a lot of controversy over the last few years about this. At the moment, they are only prescribed to children attending gender identity services as part of clinical research, and they are not routinely offered to children at gender identity clinics, but they are still offered. Well, the government, NHS England, has just confirmed that children will no longer be prescribed puberty blockers at gender identity clinics. This is coming from NHS England, that just broke in the last few moments.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, the culture war is changing because you can't hide this stuff forever. All right, I want to get to the hearing and some other things yesterday, including Christopher Wray, who is the worst FBI director I think we've ever had. Believe me, folks, that's saying a lot, considering Jim Comey and others. That's saying a whole lot. But something happened yesterday where even Christopher Wray right now is had to tell the truth in front of the American people about the devastating situation at the border. Then I'm going to get to the hearing and another pending disaster in Haiti that's coming to your shores soon. And the United States government, Matt Gaetz, pulled it out of him. Big show, lot to get to. Field of Greens. Folks, I've been taking Field of Greens forever. Let me just tell you this my way. It's a scoop a day. I take two scoops a day personally. I just had some downstairs. I put a little bit of orange juice, watered the orange juice down. I put the scoop in a wild berry. It tastes delicious. What is it? It is healthy, wholesome, ground up fruits and vegetables. This is a radically different of a nutrition product here. Each organic fruit and vegetable that they ground up into this fine tasting powder was medically chosen by their team to help protect heart and vital organ health. I've trusted Field of Greens for years. If you listen to the show, you know that they were my original sponsor. I could show you my blood work. I got to do that sometime. I promised I'd do it. Not made up. I'm just telling you. The proof is in the pudding for me. I promise you're going to love this product. For any reason you don't, they'll give you a 100% money back guarantee. I got you 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping. Gee loves the lemon lime. I like the wild berry. The flavor's amazing. It is ground up, healthy, wholesome fruits and vegetables. Consider it your fruit and vegetable insurance. Go to brickhousenutrition.com/Dan. Use promo code Dan. That's promo code Dan at brickhousenutrition.com/Dan. brickhousenutrition.com/Dan. Check it out. Don't forget it. Field of Greens, great product. Okay. I use the word danger a lot, that these people are putting you in danger. They are putting your kids in danger, castrating them, puberty blockers, destroying their bodies. They are putting you in danger by weaponizing the government. The media is putting you in danger by lying to you about facts you can make informed decisions on. I use the word danger deliberately because the left and the media absolutely are putting you in actual danger. It's true. I don't mean it in some exaggeration for effect, hyperbolic fashion. You are actually in danger from these people. I want you to watch this clip of FBI Director Christopher Wray, who is a total political hack. Hopefully, if I get to it, he'll make a reappearance in the show later. He'll do anything to cover for Democrats. Here is Christopher Wray, even forced to admit under questioning yesterday that, hey, man, listen, we got a really serious problem at our border. There are some really bad dudes coming in here. Check this out.
I don't know that I can speak to the specific gang, but certainly we have had dangerous individuals enter the United States of a variety of sorts.
Are we seeing crimes from people that entered the country over the last 3 years, some of them with ties to gangs or other criminal organizations?
Well, I guess what I would say is this. From an FBI perspective, we are seeing a wide array of very dangerous threats that emanate from the border. And that includes everything from the drug trafficking. The FBI alone seized enough fentanyl in the last 2 years to kill 270 million people. That's just on the fentanyl side. An awful lot of the violent crime in the United States is at the hands of gangs who are themselves involved in the distribution of that fentanyl.
But you're also seeing and tracking local law enforcement arresting and for example, the assault on the police officers in New York. All the reporting said they had ties to this gang in particular. But there's no doubt that people that were criminals in their country of origin have crossed that border and are now in the U.S. committing crimes.
Correct.
Do you know how much it must have pained him? Joe, you and I have been following Christopher Wray for a long time. This guy is as big a political hack as Jim Comey was, if not bigger. He has mastered the art of, he's like Pete Buttigieg. Nobody says less by saying more than Buttigieg and Wray. Do you know how hard it was for him to answer that question? Yes, these criminals are piling across our border. Folks, listen to me, please. I'm not bullshitting you, man. You guys really matter to me. I interact with my audience like few hosts do. I'll always be one of you. I'm not some special guy with special powers. If you think that, you got to find a new show because it's not me and you're going to be disappointed if you ever meet me. You will. You will be disappointed. I'm just a regular guy who really cares about this country, but I care about you too. When I see you guys and ladies at book signings, I think that comes across. That's genuine. You're in real danger, man. We have people pouring, not dripping, pouring into the country, many of whom are critically dangerous people. And as a cop, I can tell you something, that you can ruin an entire neighborhood with five or six bad kids. I'm not kidding. entire crime sprees have been shut down by arresting five or six people. And until you see that, I don't think you understand how bad the future crime problem is going to be, even from the limited number. That's why I don't buy the argument at all. Oh, it's just a small number of people who are criminals. One, everybody's a criminal who comes in illegally, but only a small number are going to commit additional crimes. That's all you need. Folks, there's a problem in Haiti right now. You know what the problem in Haiti is? The whole country's collapsing. The whole country's falling apart. We're looking at a massive refugee crisis that could potentially head to Florida and elsewhere anytime soon. The government knows about this. What are they doing? Talking like they always are not going to do a damn thing. Here's Matt Gaetz at a hearing yesterday. Get ready for this in a community near you soon. Check this out.
What are we doing to prepare for that wave and to ensure that these people are not paroled into the United States as the administration has done with people on the southern border, but instead are repatriated back at the dock at Port-au-Prince?
Congressman, we're doing a number of things to ensure that we're keeping track of the situation and we're prepared. At the moment, we have not yet seen large numbers, what we would characterize as a maritime mass migration. But we are alert to that
mass migration, though.
We are alert to that possibility.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I live in Martin County. We've already had encounters with Haitian migrants here. I'm like 200 miles north of Miami.
Yeah.
When you've like south of where I am. They've come here. Big trouble ahead, man. You know what? Let me get to this. I'm going to get to my last two sponsors. I want to get to the hearing yesterday because it was an absolute disaster. And please, again, I will never waste your time. I promise you matter to me. The media is telling you the narrative yesterday was what, Joe? The media about the narrative yesterday is, oh, look at this. Biden was exonerated. Everything's okay. Listen to me. I will give it to you straight. If the hearing went well for Biden, I would tell you the hearing, like the State of the Union, was a freaking disaster. There is not a single soundbite. Soundbites are all that matter. That works in Biden's benefit. None. I'll show you what I mean. Blackout. This is the blueberry crumble, Paula's favorite. I like the cinnamon French toast. I like all the blackout coffees. Listen, be awake, not woke. Blackout Coffee uses only premium grade coffee beans. Most people don't even know what premium coffee tastes like because those woke megacorps keep pushing lower grade garbage beans onto the American people. I drink Blackout. I have a couple cups a day. I love Blackout Coffee. It's Blackout, by the way. Some people are confusing this with another sponsor. That's not us. It's Blackout Coffee. This is a company that absolutely is committed to the Constitution, America, the Second Amendment. They put 2A on one of their coffee bags. Skip those long lines at the store and order online. The folks at Blackout Coffee ship within 48 hours of roasting. The coffee's incredible. Chatsters, I know a lot of you tried the cinnamon French toast flavor. It's amazing. Try the blueberry crumble too. Do me a favor. Go to blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino and see what I'm talking about. The coffee's a real deal. Stop drinking that woke crap coffee that hates America and it's like bitter brown water. This is a bold coffee, never bitter. The taste is delicious. It's a strong coffee taste. That's blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino or use coupon code Bongino for 20% off your first order. Make the switch to Blackout Coffee. You'll love it. And Saturday morning coffee always tastes the best. It tastes even better with Blackout Coffee. Why is that? Why does coffee always taste better on Saturday morning? Our next sponsor, folks, as you know, Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. After he invented the world's best pillow, he created the famous Giza Dream Sheets. They're the best sheets you'll sleep on. The best night's sleep just got even better. And for a limited time, you get a queen-size set for $59.98, king-size, just $69.98, the lowest prices in history. Mike and MyPillow employees continue to be canceled by big box stores and attacked by the media. They appreciate your great support during these times. They want to thank you by giving you free shipping on your entire order today. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-637-4982. Use promo code DAN. You get the famous Giza Dream Sheets, queen size for only $59.98, king size for just $69.98. So call 800-637-4982 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code DAN, to get free shipping on your entire order today. Thank you very much. Sponsors keep the show free. We appreciate them here We appreciate them talking to you. Thank you very much. Okay, let's get to the Robert Hur hearing. Folks, what is politics? Politics is sound bites and snapshots. Dan, you say that too much. I'm not saying it enough, because when it's drilled into everyone's head, we will start beating the Democrats every day at the messaging game. Soundbites, soundbites, soundbites. The soundbites yesterday were devastating. Let's start, in my opinion, with the worst ones. I'm ranking these by, and again, this is a subjective measure, to be fair. There's obviously not a formal worst ruler. Here's 12 worst units. This is just my opinion. Having been around politics and as an activist, I think I'm correct. I think this probably was the worst moment yesterday for the Biden team. Now, you've seen a lot of these before, these sound bites, because it was on cable news last night. And I don't want this show to be a repeat of that. You know, I hate doing that. I like to do my own program. So I'm going to cover it from a different angle. One, I want you to get thinking only in sound bites, okay? So that's why we're going to play relatively short clips today. But second, there's going to be a lesson in all of this. This is lesson number one here. Never, ever, ever make a statement to a lawyer. Robert Hur is a lawyer, correct? Never, ever make a statement to a lawyer where you have an inkling of a feeling that he has a legal reason and a credibility factor reason to refute it right away. You'll see what I mean after I play this cut. This is the dreadful Pramila Jayapal, who gets just absolutely wrecked. My opinion, this was the worst soundbite of the day for Biden. Check this out.
So this lengthy, expensive, and independent investigation resulted in a complete exoneration of President Joe Biden. For every document you discussed in your report, you found insufficient evidence that the president violated any laws about possession or retention of classified materials. The primary law that you analyzed for potential prosecution was part of the Espionage Act, 18 U.S.C. 793E, which criminalizes willful retention or disclosure of national defense information. Is that correct?
Congresswoman, that is one statute that we analyzed. I need to go back and make sure that I take note of a word that you use, exoneration. That
Mr.
is not a word.
Mr. I'm going to continue with my questions. I'm going to continue with my questions. I know that the term
I ultimately reached.
I know that
whether
the term,
sufficient evidence existed such that the likely you outcome
you exonerated
a conviction.
Him. I know that
I did
the
not
term willful
that word
retention
does not in the
has a Mr. Hur, it's my time. Thank you,
folks. How bad does this look? Again, I want some, let's do some, if you're watching cable news, you saw these all night. What's the difference? The difference is I want this to be a tutorial. You have a woman arguing with a trained lawyer about a legal term on an investigation she didn't conduct and he did. And then when he starts explaining himself, she has to cut him off again. I don't care what your political party is. Who do you think came out the better on that one? But obviously Robert Hur. Did he? I'm not even a Robert Hur fan. I told you he's a swamp guy. I'm just telling you the truth. Chatsters, who got smoked there? She did. She's arguing with a freaking lawyer about a legal term in an investigation she didn't conduct. She looks like she's hiding something. Sound bites, amigos. Sound bites. The Democrats are losing it. They used to be good at this stuff. Dumbass.
Karen, how did you do that?
I don't know, Karen. I don't know.
No, I don't know.
That's my, of all, Donnie and Alan are my favorites, especially because they're mob movies and I like mob movies. Here is the second worst soundbite of the day in Dan Bongino's opinion. Here's Jerry Nadler, who forgets the golden rule here. And the golden rule is don't ever ask a question in front of international TV audiences, which yesterday, believe me, people all over the world were watching this because they've all got blackmail files on Biden and his crime family. Don't ever ask a question you don't know the answer to, ever. Well, why would we ask a question then? Because this is politics, not a courtroom. You're not really asking questions in front of the camera. You're making statements. If you don't understand that, this is what happens. Take a look at this.
At any point in your investigation, did you have any reason to believe that President Biden lied to you?
I do address in my report one response the president gave to a question that we had posed to him that we deemed to be not credible.
You never... Is this guy an idiot? diaper wearing Jerry Nadler who dropped the load in his drawers on a stage one time? You remember that one with him waddling off? Oh my gosh, that, I thought that was something else. You don't ask that question. You know why this shocks me? Folks, listen, I grew up in blue states. I ran in blue states. I'm used to the vicious, machine-like, Borg-like Democrats. Trump has these people in a tizzy. They've lost any and all messaging skills at all. You have any reason to believe he lied to you? Robert Hurst sent you, yeah, we do. Why would you ask that? Because here's what's going on. They are so eager to ankle bite at Trump that they've lost their ability to reason. There are lessons here. You don't argue with the lawyer about legal terms, Jayapal, and Nadler, don't ask a question you don't know the answer to. Remember this stuff, and we'll start getting better at the sound bites too. This is from MAGA War Room, by the way, but this is good. Biden, yes, this is, I think yesterday was the third worst disaster, and it's all subjective here, obviously. But you're going to hear first Biden's repeated denial that he had shared classified information. And there's a lesson here, too. The lesson here, I'm sorry to have to tell you this lesson, but it's true. If you ever run for office and you're caught in a situation, listen, if it's illegal, you shouldn't have done that. But if it's politically bad for you, but not illegal, and you're looking to get out of it, can I just say it? Shut up. Shut up. As a wise political strategist once told me, Joe, you've heard me tell you this too. Nobody ever got in trouble for just shut up.
Yeah.
Biden is incapable of shutting up because he is a sociopathic egomaniac who's so dumb he thinks he can argue his way out of anything. Here he is first, vigorously denying he's ever shared classified information. But then you're going to see what happened in yesterday's hearing. And again, you tell me if Biden came out of yesterday a winner. Watch this.
I did not share classified information. I did not share it.
With your ghostwriter?
With my ghostwriter, I did not. Guarantee you did not.
We also identified other recorded conversations during which Mr. Biden read classified information aloud to his ghostwriter.
Lesson number three, when in doubt, shut your soup cooler, your speech machine, your sandwich holster, just shut it. The dientes and the lips. Let me show you how this is done. When you're asked a question and you're in a politically compromising situation, Joe, Tony, you ready? Here's how it goes. Dan, you have a comment on that? Tony's in love with the zoom in machine. Just shut up. You think Biden didn't know he shared classified information with his ghostwriter? How would Biden know that, Joe? Because he was there when he did it. So why would you deny it? Because you're an idiot. Here's another ringer yesterday. The angle they're trying to take now, because make no mistake, the media knows yesterday was a disaster. So they're trying to take another angle. You guys know what it is if you've seen it on the morning shows? The angle they're starting to take now is, okay, well, the classified documents thing with Biden is bad, but Trump is worse because he obstructed justice. Of course, that's completely made up bullshit. Trump did not obstruct justice at all. But even that argument fell apart yesterday. And what I'll say again was a disastrous hearing for the Joe Biden crime family. Jim Jordan, who knows exactly what he's doing by asking this question, exposes the Biden White House obstruction of justice myth that, oh, at least we cooperated, but Trump didn't. When Jim Jordan asked this question, this guy knows exactly what he's doing. Take a look.
Did the White House get the report before the report was made public?
We did provide a draft of the report to the White House counsel's office and members of the president's personal counsel team for their review.
No, I understand. And did the White House then, once they got the report before it went public, did the White House try to weigh in with your investigation on elements of that report and frankly get the report changed?
They did request certain edits and changes to the draft report.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. The White House requested edits to the draft report. If that was the Trump team, by the way, he'd be in jail hanging by his toenails right now for obstructing an official proceeding or just they'd make it up. You think Jim Jordan asked that question by accident? You think he's stupid? What he's doing is he's icing out the garbage Biden message machine that, oh, okay, well, we both had classified documents, but Trump's the one who tried to manipulate and obstruct justice. Actually, it sounds like the Biden team did that. Folks, the Republicans are usually terrible at these hearings things. I'm just going to be straight with you. Joe, you and I have been covering these for a long time. We're usually pretty bad. The Benghazi hearing blew up in their face. Why? Because they just were totally off. They let Hillary Clinton, who cares? They just got wrecked. Yesterday was a masterful performance. Everything they needed to do, they did. They exposed Biden's criminal intent. They exposed the fact that the White House tried to obstruct this thing. They exposed the fact that Biden openly lied about sharing classified information. And this is important. On the intent front, every question was asked tactically. Again, I'm surprised a lot of people passed over this last night. There was a flow to it you don't typically see in hearings. There wasn't one guy clamoring for the cameras. Everyone had a strategic role. Here's Congressman Kelly Armstrong from North Dakota, I believe. The Democrats have a talking point now that, oh, well, listen, you know, we may have had classified documents, but there was no intent. And, you know, Biden may be a little forgetful, but there was no intent. Really? I'm going to play this cut. And you tell me after the cut how this is a masterful dismantling on the whole. Well, Biden didn't intend to break the law. You'll see what I mean. Listen to this.
Mr. Herr, classified documents were found at the Penn Biden Center?
That's correct.
They were found in President Biden's garage?
In Wilmington, Delaware, yes.
And in his basement den?
Also in the same home, yes.
In the major and his main floor office?
Correct.
And his third floor den?
Correct.
At the University of Delaware?
Correct.
And at the Biden Institute?
Correct.
What do you think Kelly Armstrong was doing there? Chatsters, was Kelly Armstrong asking a question? This isn't a courtroom. If you're asking questions in politics, get the hell out of politics. You're an idiot. Kelly Armstrong was pretending to ask a question because he's smart. Kelly Armstrong was making a statement. And what was that statement about? Well, if Biden's a forgetful old guy who just misplaced the document in his garage, how come it was found here and there 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 too? Yes. Who just said it? Who just said it? Rod Streif in all caps. Rod, I'm watching you in the chat. He was making a statement. What did Jerry Nadler do wrong? Jerry Nadler asked the question. You're not there to ask questions. Either is Jim Jordan. If you don't know the answer, don't ask the question. You're not there to ask questions. You're not a freaking defense attorney. You're a politician there to get sound bites. That sounds mean. It's true. I don't like that. I don't care. I want to win. Here it is again. A perfect example of what I'm talking about. Jim Jordan pretends to ask a question here. He's not asking a question. He's making a statement. He's making a statement again because Jim Jordan understands the Democrats are going to try to claim Trump obstructed justice. But Biden didn't. Really? Listen to this and tell me who really obstructed justice. And I'll ask you again. You think Jim Jordan was asking a question here? Take a listen.
This is a quote. Joe Biden risked serious damage to America's national security when he shared information with his ghostwriter. shared it with his ghostwriter, the guy who was helping Joe Biden get $8 million. And oh, by the way, Mr. Herr, what did that ghostwriter do with the information Joe Biden shared with him on his laptop? What did he do after you were named special counsel?
Chairman, if you're referring to the audio recordings that Mr. Zwanitzer created of his conversations with
exactly Biden, what I'm referring to.
He slid, if I remember correctly, he slid those files into his recycle bin on his computer.
Tried to destroy the evidence, didn't he?
Correct.
You see where I'm going with this, folks? I got a few more of these, but I think I want to get to some other stuff. But you getting the point I'm trying to make here? I've got five or six more of these. And I can sense some of you are probably getting tired of it by now. And that's fine. Just trying to make a point to you, and an important one, that the Republican Party that's traditionally been really terrible at this, these hearings, is finally starting to understand how to do this. This is not about getting to the bottom of anything. We already know the Biden crime family. We're at the bottom is corrupt. We've got the evidence. You don't go up there asking stupid ass questions like Jerry Nadler. You go up there and you fake a question and you make a statement, which you get the guy to affirm. I want you to watch this last one. Oh, it's important. It's Christopher Wray again, because I said I would get to it. Folks, there are audio recordings of all of this. Audio recordings are more devastating than transcripts. Why? Very simply, because when you're reading a transcript in your brain, you're not seeing it in your brain like you are when you hear an audio recording. Where if I hear an audio recording of Donald Trump's voice, what are we seeing in our brain? We're seeing Trump. An audio recording is devastating. There are audio recordings of Biden talking about this entire thing, and Christopher Wray knows they exist. Watch him play stupid with Elise Stefanik about these audio recordings, because he knows how devastating these things really are. Check this out.
This is breaking news right now. Are you aware that there's an audio recording of Joe Biden saying to his ghostwriter in February of 2016, quote, "I just found all the classified stuff downstairs," end quote. Are you aware of that audio recording?
I would just respectfully refer you to the special counsel.
No, I'm asking you, are you aware as director of the FBI? You're either aware or you're not.
I'm aware. Am I aware of what now?
Whether the audio exists of Joe Biden saying in February 2017, quote, "I just found all the classified stuff downstairs," end quote, to his ghostwriter.
Again, I'm just going to refer to the special counsel and his testimony and his report.
It sounds like you might be aware of it then.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, again, I don't give a damn about politicians. They are nothing more than tools to me. So please don't mistake this as some implicit or explicit endorsement of anyone. This Elise Stefanik on occasion has been an amazing tool for us. In some cases, not. Sometimes she votes terrible. However, the Harvard case, incredible. This, she's getting very good at this questioning thing too. She knows right away that they don't want this audio tape out. Christopher Wray's a hack and she makes him dance. Why? She's not asking a question. She's making a statement. You know about, here's the statement. In the form of a question. Here's the real statement she's making. Hey, there are audio tapes of this and you guys are hiding them, right? And Christopher Wray's like, he's doing a little jig in the corner because he doesn't know what to do. Very smart. I got an update on the January 6th bomber thing too. Folks, this story gets crazier by the minute. Before I get to that though, I want to read this tweet by Paul Sperry, who has been all over this stuff. Follow this guy, at Paul Sperry _. New. Biden told Robert Herr, the special counsel, he knew more about Afghanistan than Obama and was a premier member of the foreign policy establishment. Robert Herr then found a number of folders labeled Afghanistan in his files in Biden's own handwriting. Biden spelled Afghanistan Afghanistan. Joe Biden doesn't even know how to spell Afghanistan. Why did I put that tweet up there? Anybody in the show know? And chatsters, you know why. Obviously, Joe Biden doesn't know how to spell Afghanistan. He's a moron. I mean, that's not why I put that up there. Why did I put that up there? Any of you guys in the chat know? Because something I've been telling you And it's another one of those, you know, I have the tattoo it on your brain segment because the mainstream media won't tell you this. Biden and Obama hate each other. What did I tell you about Joe Biden? Obama, just so you understand this and the social and psychological dynamic of the two, you'll never ask a question again about their relationship when you understand this simple axiomatic truth. Obama hates Biden. He thinks he's an idiot and he's upset that Biden wanted to run for president in 2016 and didn't 2020. That's a fact. Ask any Obama insider with a shot of Jägermeister in them and they will tell you what I'm telling you is true. Obama hates Joe Biden. He thinks he's a moron. That's a fact. That's why he would never endorse him up until he had to. However, read this. Can you put that back up again, Tony? Biden is jealous of Obama because Biden really believes he's the most transformative figure in the Democrat Party in decades. Don't laugh. I'm not kidding. He's an actual psychological train wreck. He thinks he's FDR. So the fact that Biden told Bob Herr, basically Obama's an idiot on Afghanistan when he can't even spell Afghanistan, trust me, surprises no one in the Obama or Biden or Obama-Biden White House. Nobody. Everybody knows this is how Biden feels. We've been saying this for years. Biden really believes he's the brains behind the Obama-Biden machine. They always bring the receipts, man. All right, I wanted to show you this video. This just blew my mind. You know the January 6th, obviously you know the story we've been covering. There were two separate stories. There's the alleged insurrection at the Capitol. That narrative is now absolutely falling apart. But there's also what happened on January 6th that the Democrat National Committee just blocks away from the Capitol. Kamala Harris, for some reason, was not at the Capitol. She still won't tell us. You watch my show regularly, you know that. If you're new here, you're probably hearing that for the first time. Kamala Harris was not at the Capitol. She left. She went to the DNC, where a bomb was found. Now, despite the fact that this has been hidden forever, now we know that the Capitol Police, in fact, found the bomb. Interesting. Now they're acknowledging it on the record. Yet the weirdest thing, folks, this hero, and by the way, I'm not joking. This guy found a bomb, discovered a bomb that could have killed the, you know, soon to be, you know, vice president of the United States, the vice president-elect Kamala Harris. Why is this guy not being celebrated for taking down another component of the insurrection? They're hiding something, but it's slowly creeping out. Watch this video and you'll see what I mean.
At 1:07 p.m., approximately 23 minutes after the Capitol Police was alerted of the pipe bomb at the RNC, two of our counter-surveillance agents located what appeared to be a similar pipe bomb underneath a bench in front of the DNC. The Cannon House office building was evacuated at about 1:11 p.m., and officers immediately began to clear residences and businesses in the area. The scene at the DNC was cleared at approximately 4:36 after our bomb squad disrupted and cleared the pipe bombs. The FBI then took possession of both devices and all evidence and is the lead agency on the entire investigation.
The truth is slowly coming out, folks. But the question I have, I didn't just randomly throw that in there for no reason at all, is why isn't this hero being venerated and celebrated? Am I the only one thinking this? Chatsters, come on, help me out here. Am I the only one here? Because everyone else involved in January 6th on the Capitol Police side, on the insurrection, one of them's running for Congress in Maryland. These people are CNN talking heads now. There's going to be statues out there. So this guy found a bomb. Why isn't he all over the news? Is anybody curious about that? I kind of want to know. I can't say it enough. This is going to turn out to be the biggest political scandal of our time. This was, without a doubt in my mind, an anti-Trump swamp blob operation to plant that bomb there, to blame it on conservatives, And then when the insurrection happened at the Capitol, they didn't need this plan B anymore. And now they're trying to make it go away. One last thing. Ladies and gentlemen, the Biden shuffle is back. Do you have that, Tony? Did I tell you? Hey. The Biden shuffle. Yeah, Joe, it's back. Biden has this very disturbing habit of trying to fake a run to places, which is very bad because I don't want to see this guy fall on his face, okay, and smash his head open. But it is going to happen because he keeps doing this, you know. Why he's doing it, I don't know. I don't know why he's doing it. He's to pretend he's young and vigorous, but the shuffle is back. Here, play that thing on the screen. I want you to see. Gotta catch it. You gotta. It's very fast. It's very fast. He does this shuffle thing. It is super weird. To pretend he's got vigor, I have no idea. But he's gonna fall on his face. You got that one again? All right, play it again. Super fast. I forget. That's all right. Play it. Man. Did you catch it? If not, go back and watch it. You'll see he does it again. He does this fake shuffle. The thing is absolutely horrendous. Listen, again, big, big news today. A lot going on. The TikTok thing is real. And listen, I don't have a vote in Congress. I only have a voice out here. I think I've been pretty clear on where I stand on the legislation. However, I can't control what they do. And I would much rather have TikTok in the hands of an American company. It would be great for Rumble to take the lead on this. We've got the servers. We've got the video experience. We've got the whole thing. So we'll see what happens with that. And that Ken Buck thing, keep your eyes on that. Folks, if three or four more people would ever leave and Ken Buck is telling the truth, we got a real problem ahead. They are doing this for a reason. And I would start asking questions like, what kind of file do they have on these people? I'm sure you're saying the same things I am. All right. I really appreciate you tuning in. Please download the Rumble app. We've had an amazing week and we really appreciate your support. And join me every day at 11 a.m. live, rumble.com/Bongino. And stay tuned for the radio show coming up in just a few minutes. It'll be here on the channel here, rumble.com/Bongino. See you back here tomorrow.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.